Blog Talk Radio.
Ask the person next to you, would you still say yes?
Will your heart and soul say yes? Will your spirit still say yes? There is more that I require of thee. Will your heart and soul say yes? Now will your heart and soul say yes? Will your spirit still say yes? Yes. If I told you what I really now will your heart and soul say yes? Yes. Will your spirit still say yes? God is saying, there is more that I require of say yes. If I told you what I really need from thee, would your heart and soul say yes? And tell the Lord yes. Yes. See yes. 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 Say I'll obey Jesus. Yes. I walk straight, yes. Jesus. But this time I'm made up in my mind. I'm made.
says yes, Jesus. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. He's saying there's more that I require of thee. There is more that I require of thee. He's calling you higher.
There is more that I require of thee.
He said, don't be afraid of men and their faces. Don't be afraid, don't be afraid, don't be afraid. And I'm calling you out of your dry place. I'm calling you out of your dry place. Say it. Come on up a little higher. Come on up a little higher. Come on up a little higher. 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 I'm calling you. I predestined you before the world began to do my will, to do my will.
Today is moving mountains. miraculous Monday. Hallelujah. That means tell everything to come subject to the word of God. That means tell everything around you to come subject to the word of God. That means tell that job to come subject to the word of God. Tell the finances to come subject to the word of God. Tell your everything to come subject to the word of God on today. Hallelujah. Because today is moving mountains, miraculous Monday. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm telling you, I am excited on today. I got a double portion of yesterday on today. I'm telling you, yesterday, oh my God, oh my God. You know how some people say we had some church on Sunday? No, we had some church on yesterday at Greater Liberty Temple Deliverance. It was called out the Photoshop. And it means that anything that you want God to do, anything in your life, anything in your past, anything in the present right now that you want God to erase the bumps, make it all brand new, clean you up all brand new, make everything right for you, you got to go to the spiritual Photoshop. Come on, somebody. I hope somebody getting this in the spirit. It's out of Revelation 12. And if you want to walk in the glory of God, and you want to walk in the essence of God, and you want to walk in the greatness of God, you got to go to the Photoshop on today. So I'm just walking in on today. So if you hear Associate Pastor a little excited on today, because I'm walking in the residue of the Photoshop on yesterday. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. I'm telling you, God is in the miracle working business. I'm telling you, whatever you need from God, all you got to do is open up your mouth and say yes. Just like the song, say yes. Your mind say yes. Your soul says yes. Your spirit says yes. Everything around you just say yes. Don't you know that you have the ability and authority over everything in your life? Don't you know that you have the dominion over all things in your life? Don't you know that everything in your life has to come subject to the things that come out of your mouth? Don't you know that God put you in charge of everything in your life? That means your mind, your heart, your soul, your spirit. That means your children, your husband, your house, your money, your job, your car, your ministry, your workplace, your own business. Everything got to come subject to the word of God, because Psalms 2:8 says that the Lord put us in charge of everything he has made, giving us authority and dominion over all things. And just in case that ain't good enough for you, read Genesis 1:28. It says, the Lord says, be fruitful and multiply, the plant and replenish the land, subdue it, multiply in number, and have dominion. I'll give you dominion over the fowls in the air and the fish of the sea. That means God has given you a power over everything. You have the authority to speak to everything in your life. You are the atmosphere changer. You have been called by God to change your atmosphere. That means if there's some drama around you, you have the authority to change that drama. That means if you only got a penny or $2 in your pocket, you have a power and authority to change that. Whatever you have going on in your life, God has put you in charge and given you dominion over all things in your life. Hey, God. Oh, God. You have the authority to change everything in your life. I'm telling you, everything in your life has to come subject to the word of God, because the Lord said, heaven and earth may pass away, but his word will remain forever. He said his word will never turn to him void, which will fill the purpose which it was sent it. That means whatever God has said in your life, it is so. Whatever God has called you to be, it is so. Whatever God has chosen to be, it is so. Don't you know that every man and every woman is in charge of his own destiny? Come on, somebody. You are in charge of your own destiny. God has put you in charge of your own destiny. That means he cares so much about you. Psalm 8 says the Lord is mindful of us. So he's so mindful and thoughtful of you that he put you in charge of your own destiny, meaning that he has the plans for your life, said Jeremiah 29:11. He knows the plans. And Jeremiah 1:4-5 said he knew you when he formed thee in thy mother's womb. He called you a prophet or a prophet to the nations. And Psalm 139 says he had fearfully and made, wonderfully made you. You are a masterpiece, and he knew you. He knitted you together in your mother's womb. So he already knows what plans you're going to take to the left, to the right. He knows you're going forward and not backwards. He knows what you're going to say before you say it. He watches everything. He never sleeps in slumber, Psalm 121 says. So that means that he knows everything, but he also cares so much about us that he puts us in charge of our own destiny, meaning that he knows what path you're going to take, but he allows you to make those paths. Come on, somebody. He allows you to do whatever he calls you to do. If God calls you to preach the gospel, you got a choice. You can preach it or you don't have to preach it. It's your choice. But I'm here to tell you on today. I tell you on today, and I'm going to keep on telling you that I think you should go ahead and do what he tell you to do. Because in the midst of God and in the presence of God and in the glory of God, there's peace. Oh, God. There's joy. There's rightful living in the Holy Ghost. There's overflow. There's abundance. There's excellence. There's success. There's royalty. There's all types of great things that God has in your life if you just keep on walking in the presence of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Before I get started with what God has given me for the peoples on today, I just want to do a few announcements on today, and then we're going to get started. I'm going to give you what God has given me for the peoples on today. I'm telling you, when he gave it to me, I was blown back by it. I'm telling you, I don't know about you, but the word of God is so powerful. The word of God is, oh my God, it's so sharp. It says in Hebrews 4:12 that it's sharper than a double-edged sword. It's able to cut joint and marrow. It's piercing. It's life-changing. It's everlasting. I'm telling you, if you want to go be successful in your life, read the word of God. If you need healing in your life, read the word of God. If you need deliverance in your life, read the word of God. If you need prosperity in your life, read the word of God. Whatever you need from your whole life, read the word of God. I promise you, as sure as the Lord lives, and if my name associated Pastor Tashana Wiley, if you read from just the revelation, your life will be changed. If you just tell the Lord yes, your life will be changed. If you say, not my will, but your will be done, God. I'm here. I'm right here, Lord. Send it to me with you. I promise your life will never be the same. Because how do I know? Because if he done it for me, he surely can do it for you on today. If he can heal me from cancer, he sure can do anything for your life. If he can take me when everybody talked about me and everybody lied on me and everybody backstabbed me and called me a woman of God for the nations, I know he can do it for you. If he can use me in a small town called Ben Harbor, St. Joe, Michigan, I know he can do it for your life. But you got to tell him yes. You got to say, Lord, I don't want to do it by myself. I tried it all by myself, and it don't work that way. But, Lord, I'm here, and I'm telling you, yes, God, I don't know which way to go. I don't know which way to turn, but I'm going to let you direct my path. And I know when you direct my path, God, my path will be laid straight. Hallelujah. Oh, bless our God on today. Hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on, somebody, and tell him thank you on today. Tell him, Lord, I thank you for my life, health, and strength on today. I thank you for your divine favor on today. And I'm telling you, if you don't tell the Lord thank you on today, you got a whole bunch of reasons. And let me give you one right now. He woke you up this morning. He started you on your way. Let me give you number two. He woke you up this morning and started you on your way. Let me give you a third example. He woke you up this morning and started you on your way. Hey, God, don't you know it's a lot of people out there that's in your age group, my age group, that did not wake up to live and see today, but God chose us to wake up on today? Why? Because it's something you got to do on today. That's purpose and destiny of your life today. That somebody need to hear a word from you on today. Don't you know some people don't even hear the voice of God unless they hear it through your mouth? Don't you know somebody won't get the healing until you open up your mouth? Don't you know somebody won't get delivered until you open up your mouth? Don't you know somebody won't get set free until you open up your mouth? Don't you know somebody won't get their gas until you give it to them? Don't you know somebody won't eat until you go in your pocket and bless them? Don't you know somebody won't get some clothes until you clean out the closet? Come on, somebody. Okay. Don't you know that God is ready to use you on today? And you need to say, Lord, here I am. Where you want me to go? What you want me to do? Lord, I know you're going to do something great on today. And whatever my purpose and whatever my call is, God, put me in the position to do your will. Hey, God, so you can be glorified. Hallelujah. Don't you know that? Don't you know people's lives depend on you? And you sitting there procrastinating and not doing what God called you to do? How dare you do that when God needs you to bless his people? He said before he let the devil get more souls than him, he let the rocks cry out for you. I don't know about you, but God spared my life 7 years ago from cancer, everybody. And I'm not going to let no rocks cry out for me. I can praise God all by myself. I don't need nobody to help me praise God, because he's been too good to me and my children for me not to praise God on today. Hey, God. Hey, All you got to do is open up your mouth and just tell him what you want him to be in your life. Hallelujah. Lord, bless our God on today. I love, I'm telling you, all week long, ever since last Tuesday of Bible, CDC class, Bible class in my church, the Lord dropped in my spirit Psalms 20, verse 7, and it says, some trust in horses, some trust in chariots, but we will trust in the name of the Lord our God. And that's been in my spirit all week, every time during my prayer time I've been saying that, in my worship time. You know why? Because some people do trust in other things. Some people do trust in everything else except God. But I don't know about nobody on today that's on the airways, but I trust in the name of the Lord our God. I ain't got time to trust in no horses. I ain't got time to trust in no chariots because they can't do nothing for me. I ain't got time to trust on my friends and my family because they never would have saved me, healed me, delivered me, or set me free. I got time to talk on Baby, Ray, Ray, and Nene, but I got to trust on the name of the Lord our God. Hey, God, come on, somebody. I got to trust in the one who has the power of my life in his hands. I got to trust in the one who healed me. I got to trust in the one who loves me beyond a shadow of a doubt. I got to trust in the one who, if I'm in trouble, I can call him, and I ain't got to worry about no lying and no backstabbing, no betraying, but I can call on the name of the Lord our God. Hey, God, I'm telling you, if you call on his name, you'll never be disappointed. If you call on his name, he'll never let you down. If you call on his name, you ain't got to worry about your business in the streets. If you call on his name, he'll be there for you in trouble. If you call on his name, he got his hands out right around you, saying, daughter, son, I'm here for you. I'm comforting you the same way a mother comforts a child. If you need him when you're lonely, he said, Isaiah 54 and 5, the Lord thine God is your husband. If you need him to be your best friend, he told Moses, Abraham, David, and Jacob and Israel that I am your friend. He'll be whatever you need him to be. And if you just in case he needs to provide for you, he said in Philippians 4:19 that my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And just in case that ain't good enough, Ephesians 3:20 says we serve a now unto him, God, who is able to do the exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to the power that's working in us. There we go back again. You are in charge of your own destiny. Why? Because the power working inside of you. Why? Because in Matthew 8, he says, out of my belly shall flow rivers of living waters. And that means everyone out there who's listening on today, kings and queens with riches, your lifespan, everything that God has for you, is in accordance to the power that's working on you. So all you got to do is open up your mouth. You got to hook up, holler if you hear me. I'm letting you know that greater he that's in you is he that's in the world. And no weapon formed against you on today shall prosper, and every tongue shall rise up against you shall fall into judgment and be condemned. Why? Because the word of the Lord says so, and heaven got your back. And you know why? In Matthew 18:18, he said he'd give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Means you got the master's key. And whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth is loose in heaven. Meaning that heaven got your back. You ain't got to worry about it. And just in case that ain't good enough for you, Matthew 6 says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Meaning that whatever you do down here, heaven got your back. Heaven will shake because of your voice commands. The earth will crumble up because the things you say out your mouth. But all you got to do is open up your mouth like Proverbs 18:21 says. Death and life is in the power of the tongue, and those that eat the fruit therein. Mean you got to eat the fruits of opening up your mouth. You got to eat the fruits of blessings. You got to eat the fruits of overflow. You got to eat the fruits of whatever, Lord, I ask you. I know I'm going to have what I ask for. Because 1 John 5:14-15 says this is the confidence that we have in approaching God. If we ask anything according to his will, then we know that he hears us. And since we know that he hears us, we know we'll have and receive whatever we ask for in prayer. And that should be good enough for you right there. I'm telling you, open up your mouth and tell the Lord what you want, because Jesus said in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, he said he taught everybody he healed according to your faith. Let it be so unto you. According to your faith, let it be so unto you. According to your faith, let it be so unto you. Hallelujah. So whatever you want God to do on Moving Mountains Miraculous Monday, it's according to your faith. Let it be so unto you on today. Hallelujah. Hey, God, glory to your name. Oh, God, we bless you right now, God. Hallelujah. He's an on-time God, I'm telling you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He is an on-time God. He's your sword, your shield, and your buckler. He's your battle axe in a time of war. He will put the whole armor of God upon you and protect you and hide you in the shadow of his wings. He's a way maker. He's the love of your soul. He's a father to the fatherless, a mother to the motherless, a friend, a provider, a protector, a teacher. He's everything you need in life. He's Alpha Omega, the beginning and the end, and the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus, we worship you on today, God. Oh, God, I'm telling you, I don't know who I'm talking to on today, but my spirit won't let me let this go. I'm trying to do faith analysis, but I'm letting you know, whoever you is out there on today, I want you to know that yesterday was bad as it's going to get. So if yesterday was a good day, then every day from that day forth is going to be even better, because I'm letting you know, everybody listen to the sound of my voice, on today is going to be one of the greater days, and on tomorrow is going to be a greater day, and the rest of this month and the rest of this year is going to be some great days in your life. You ain't seen nothing yet. The best is yet to come. Greatness is all over your life. Double portion is all over your life. Righteousness is all over your life. Prosperity is all over your life. Royalty is all over your life. Never again will you lack. Never again will you struggle. Never again you'll go without. Never again will you doubt the name of the Lord. But from this day forth, you will be on top and not the bottom. You will be the head and not the tail. You will be above and never beneath. You will be the lender and never again you'll be the borrower. Enemies come one direction, scatter from you in seven. Everything you touch is breath. Your footsteps is breath. Your shadow is breath. And the blessing shall overtake you. Oh, God. Hey, God. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, the best is yet to come for you. All you got to do is tell God what you want him to do. Write it down. Make the vision plain. And watch him do it for your life. I'm telling you, the time is now. The devil can't stop you no more because your time is now. He can't come against you no more because your time is now. Your breakthrough is now. Your deliverance is now. Your overflow is now. Your healing is now. Your success is now. Walking in your gifts is now. Getting that business together is now. Writing that book time is now. Getting that clothing line together is now. Starting that restaurant is now. Writing that movie empire is now. We're getting that house is now. Getting that vehicle is now. Whatever God has called you to do, the devil can't stop you because your time is now. Hey, God. He cannot almost say, your time is now. Hey, God. Hey, God. Hey, God, your time is now. Don't look back. Don't turn to a pillar of salt. Don't be like the children of Israel complaining. You thank God for whatever situation you're in right now because it's a setup by God, because he's going to make some transfers. He's going to make some transfigurations. He's going to make some transformations. He's going to make some transitionings. He's going to put some deposits in your life. Request granted. Access granted. No more you're here denied. Delayed is not denied. God sees your prayers. God sees you. Oh, we've been there and go for a night, but joy coming this morning. Joy coming this morning. Joy coming this morning. God hears you in your spirit when you pray in your spirit. God hears you when you say things in your mind. But God said, don't worry, son. Don't worry, daughter. I see you on today, and I'm going to bless you. I'm going to send things in your life that you're going to say, oh, God, this was last years ago. I'm going to open the doors in your life that you have never, never, never thought would ever be open, because I care about you, says God. I love you, says God, and I'm here just for you, says the name of the Lord. He can't do it all, Saya. Oh, God. No more, no more, no more, no more frustration. No more stress. No more worries. No more how you thinking, how am I making it? How this going to get done? The devil is a liar and a defeated foe. All you got to do is call on the name of Jesus. All you got to do is say, yes, Lord, I give it all unto you. I don't want it no more. are too much for me to carry. Because, Lord, you said, come to you, all who are weary, and carry heavy burdens, and you will give me rest. Take your yoke upon me, which is easy and light, and you'll find rest for my soul in the name of Jesus. Hey, God, oh, no, 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 say. He did it, no, 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 say. No more, no more, no more, no more. Who am I talking to on today? Who out there has been telling God, lay your petitions for God? You've been needing God to do this. Well, I'm here to tell you on today, request granted. Request granted. Request granted. Hey! I'm telling you, you may have been overlooked. You may think you last, but I'm here to speak. Matthew 20, verse 16 over your life. And it says, he that's last will be first, and he that's first will be last. Meaning, baby, you're going to be on top. You're going to be at the top of the pile. You may have been at the bottom of the list, but now you're at the top of the list because God is going to answer your prayers. God is going to let the world know who you are. God is going to use you like never before in the kingdom of God. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. My. You have been called by God to preach the gospel, to lay hands on the sick, to cast out demons, to cure those with leprosy, to raise those with those dead, and speak to those dry bones and tell them to live, and speak to those Lazarus and tell them to come forth, and to say, Talitha Kum, over the lives of people who feel they are in dead situations. To every dead situation, to every situation in your life, I want you to know that greatness is all over your life. It's all over your life. It's all over your life. It's all over your life. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. My. Hey, God. Oh, Jesus, it's all over your life. It's all over your life. I want some crazy faith people on today right now to begin to open up your mouth and tell God those seven things that you want the Lord to do for you this year. Reason why I said seven, and seven is a number of completion, meaning it is going to get done this year. I want you to open up your mouth. I want you to prophesy to the east wind, prophesy to the west wind, speak to the north wind, speak to the south wind, and tell God those seven things that you want him to do for you in this season of your life. And I promise you, these words will not fall to the ground. I promise you, as soon as the Lord lives, and if it's pleasing to the king, and we find favor in his eyes, it is so. It is done. Because you know why? Your last name is already done. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus, it's already done. It's already done. It's already done. Sometimes we be asking God for stuff for him to do that is already done. On last week or so, I was beginning to ask God about opening up another website, and I was going to pay some extra more money for another website, and the Lord let me know about 2 in the morning, because that's the time I'd be up praying and worshiping and getting in the face of God with my kids asleep. And I was up talking to God about it, and the Lord said, why would you do that? I said, well, Lord, I'm trying to build an empire here for your kingdom, God. I'm trying to let people know your word. He said, well, why would you do that? He said, well, go to your website and go to the top and look at the top of it and write down exactly what it say on there and then go to Google and then type it in as a search link and watch what it do. So I began to do that. And when I began to do that, it ended right up on this particular part of my website. And I was like, oh, God, I see what you're talking about. He said, now go back to your website and type in another link and see where it go to. Each part of my Christian website network got its own personal page. So out of all the hundreds of members I got on there, each person got their own personal link. Each event got its own personal link. Each thing got its own personal link. So here I am at that time. I'm crying to God because I'm like, oh, my God, I'm about to get something else started when I don't have to do that, when all I got to do is use what I got, because it's already an empire. God let me know it's already a network. I don't have to pay nobody else no money because I'm already doing what I got to do. All I got to do is add another selection to it, and God let me know that. See, sometimes we cry to God about your house. See, sometimes we already got it in the house. Sometimes we're looking all over everywhere else when it's already done. Sometimes we study praying for something that God already done. We just got to look and see if it's already done. I'm here to let you know today, some of the things we've been asking God for is already done. Hey, God. My. It's already done. Hey, God. It's already done. The time is now to start looking within your house. It's three types of houses. One is yourself. That's a spiritual house. That's you. Two is the body of Christ. That's the second house. And the third house is the house that you live in. Within you looking between them three houses, you're going to find out it's already done. Why? Because Deuteronomy 8:18 says, the Lord God has given us the ability to attain wealth. So if you send around how much you need some money, you need to search yourself and search your house and see what ideas God gave you to make that money. I promise you, you'll be late in the midnight hour working on your business. How do I know? Because God has done it for me. And not only that, the Bible says in the book of Acts, your inheritance is among the sanctified. So meaning if you go to church and you're working in the kingdom of God, the saints going to bless you. And in just in case that ain't good enough, look within your house. I promise you, you got something in your house that'll give you an idea to do something, to make some money. Just like the widow woman in 2 Kings 4, she had a little oil in the house. And when she began to put it all together, she began to get bread. She was the first female entrepreneur. So I'm here to let you know all today that God will bless your very life, but you got to search the house. Hallelujah. Hey, God. You got to search the house because it's already in the house. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You got to trust in him in this season. You got to know that we don't serve a weak God. We don't serve. He's nowhere near weak. The earth is the Lord and the fullness of thereof. He on a cattle on 1,000 hills. In God we trust. Even the money had to come subject to the word of God because Psalm 56 says, and God our trust. So why should I be afraid? And God, I trust, what can mere man and mortal do to me? So if the money got to come subject to the word of God, then you know the money got to come subject to you because you are the children of God and you are joint heirs of the heritage through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, bless our God. Hey, God. Oh, bless him. Hallelujah. So I just want you to know that on today, it's already done. It's already done. It's already done just for you. Let me go and give you the verse right now that the Lord has given me, and then I'm going to go into announcements, and then I'm going to open up the phone lines and the chat room. Anybody want to ask questions? And then after that, we're going to play music, and we'll be off in 20 minutes. Hallelujah. The Lord gave me Matthew 17, verse 1, and it says, after 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. There he was transfigured before their very eyes. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Then there appeared them, Moses and Elijah, talking with Jesus. Now I'm going to go down to verse 20. But I want you to hear what verse 1 says. Jesus went high up the mountain. Meaning what? Today is Moving Mountains Miraculous Monday. And verse 20 says, Jesus replied, because you have so little faith, truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move and cast itself into the sea. Nothing. I want you to hear this word. Nothing. Let me say that again. Nothing will be impossible for you. Meaning, today, on Moving Mountains Miraculous Monday, meaning that whatever you say out of your mouth, you just heard it right there. Jesus said his very self, if you have faith as grand as a little as a mustard seed, you can tell the mountain to move from here to there and cast itself into the sea, and it will move because nothing will be impossible for you. I want you to know on today, men and women of God, kings and queens and riches, seven heavenly places, to open up your mouth on today, tell God what you want. Tell God what you need. Tell every mountain in your life to move out of your way. But just in case you want to know what a spiritual mountain is, means whatever it is blocking you from getting what you need to get from God, whatever's keeping you from getting whatever God has promised you, whatever keeping you from walking in that purpose. Sometimes a mountain can be a friend. Come on, somebody. Sometimes a mountain can be your family members. Come on, somebody. Sometimes a mountain can be a husband, a wife, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, whatever it is. Sometimes a mountain can be whatever it is that's here. Sometimes a mountain can be your own self in your mindset. Because you're so used to always not having, not doing, then sometimes your mouth can be in your brain cell. Yes, it can. But all you got to do is lay hands on yourself, say, position, heal thyself like Luke 4 says, and tell that mouth to get up out of your brain. Sometimes your mouth can be in your own heart. You're so used to having your heart broken. You're so used to being hurt. So you put up a mountain over your heart so nobody can get to you, and so nothing can protect your own self. But the devil's a liar. You can lay hands on your heart and say, mountain move in the name of Jesus. Sometimes you still generational curses can be a mountain. Sometimes your family done it like this, your auntie done it like that, your mama done it like that, your uncle done it like that, your daddy done it like that, your sister, your brothers, and that's a mountain. A mountain can be that job. A mountain can be that ministry. A mountain can be whatever it is that's hindering you and keeping you from the word of God. And I hate to say it, and Lord, forgive me for saying it because I know I'm a pastor myself, but sometimes you can be in that ministry. That's a mountain that's keeping you sitting down and keeping you being overlooked, and it's keeping you from doing what God has called you to do. You tell that mountain to move and cast yourself into the sea because nothing is impossible for you. Hallelujah. So I want you to know on today that it said in Matthew 17, verse 1, that the Lord was transfigured. It means transfigured, means his whole appearance changed. He didn't look the same no more. That's why I said he glowed up like the sun, and the sun was bright on him. I want you to know, men and women of God, that God want to change the way you look. He want to change the name of your status. He want to change your outcome. He want to change what you're looking like right now. He want to change your very appearance. He want to change your voice command. He want to change you to look something that you're supposed to be walking in right now, and it's called royalty. Whether you know it or not, you are all kings and queens with riches, sitting in heavenly places and walking in greatness, and you should always be finding your seated position in God and walking in your destiny, because the time now for you to move forward and don't be stopped. And anything you want to take in this season, do not restrain yourself from any joy. Ecclesiastes 2:10. I'm here to let you know on today that today God wants you to open up your mouth and speak to them mountains and tell it to move, get out my way. Move, get out my way. Move, get out of my way. You are stumbling blocks to me. You hindering me from doing what God has called me to do. And I'm going to move forward, and I won't be stopped. Hallelujah. I'm telling you that sometimes in our life, we have to get down in order to get up. Let me say that again. Sometimes in our lives, we have to get down in order to get up. Two types of ways I mean by getting down. Getting down means getting on your knees and praying, laying on your face. In order you do that, that's how you rise up and get on those mountains. Number two, sometimes we done been down so long, we done went through so much storm, rain, test, trial, tribulation, that now it's time for God to take us up. Come on, somebody. I don't know about you, but I've been through so much pain, past, and hurt in my past life that I had no choice but to get up. And that's why I refuse to be down again. That's why I refuse to be down. But I have to get up and look up to the hills, which come in all of my help. My help comes from the Lord who made the heaven and earth. Hallelujah. It's time now for us to look up. Look up. Hold your head up. You've been having your head down too long, but the devil is a liar. You are royalty, baby. You've been chosen by God. You've been handcrafted by God. You're the only person to have your fingerprints. You're the only one to have your voice pattern. I'm letting you know, you're the only one that looks like you, talk like you. Some things around here, it can't be done unless you do it. Some things God can't get done unless you do it. I'm telling you, they can try to be like you all they want to. You know what? They ain't the authentic beast. They're a counterfeit because there's only one you. And I'm telling you, for those haters out there that hates on you, baby, it don't matter because they make you greater. And you know what else? They're your biggest motivators, because Psalm 23 says, the Lord prepares a table for you in the presence of your enemies, anoint your head with oil so your cup can run over and overflow. And surely his goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And also it says your enemy will be your footstool. And also it also says in number 23, it also says that the Lord will allow them to bless you. So I'm here to let you know, if your ways pleases God, even he'll make your enemies be at peace with you. So I'm here to let you know on today, you do you the way God called you to do you. You do you the best way God has ability you to do. You do you the way the kingdom wants you to do. You don't do what nobody else tells you to do, but you do it the way that God called you to do it. And I'm telling you, when you do what God called you to do, I'm telling you, you'll never go without anything. Because the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor not on us. No good thing does he withhold from us. And not only that, it says in Proverbs 8, good advice and success belongs to me, insight and strength are mine. So that means if the Lord has your back and you have success over your life, what are you waiting for? Are you ready for the transfiguration? Are you ready to go to the next level? Are you ready to go to the next realm? Are you ready to go to the next dimension of the heavenlies? Are you ready for your prayer life to go up? Are you ready to fast more? Are you ready to read the word of God? Are you ready to worship? Are you ready to say yes? Are you ready to open up your mouth? Are you ready to go nation to nation? Are you ready to go to church to church? Are you ready to lay hands on the sick? Are you ready to cast out demons? Are you ready to heal the sick? Are you ready to raise the dead? Are you ready to do what God has called you to do in this season of your life? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, bless our God on today. I'm telling you, whether you know it or not, you're moving up just like George and Weezy. Come on, somebody. You're moving up just like George and Weezy, and your season is now. You're going up, 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 and away just like Superman. It's time for you to fly like that eagle. It's time for you to not get worried and faint, but fly, because those that wait upon the Lord. I'm telling you, you need to get on up, take up your mat, rise up, and walk to your destiny. Walk into your greatness. Walk into your successful place in God, because I'm telling you, the benefits is out there. The blessings is everywhere. The blessings is everywhere. You need to tell somebody, if you're around somebody right now, say, excuse me, you might be on my blessing. Excuse me, my blessings might be on you. Excuse me, you might be sitting on my blessings, because the blessings is everywhere. Blessings for sure every day, each and every day of our lives. But all you got to do is stay connected to the true vine. Let me say that again. Stay connected to the true vine, just like us right now. If I was not connected to this radio station link and connected to my computer and connected to my phone line, I would not be able to talk to y'all all over the airwaves. But I had to stay connected. Come on, somebody. Stay connected to the one and only true vine. And just because you don't know what the true vine is, it's the Lord Almighty. He's the beginning and the end of your life. He's the author and finisher of your faith. But you got to stay connected to God. Hallelujah. You got to stay connected to God for your overflow to fall in your life this season. He's ready to rain it all down on you from the top of the head to the sole of your feet. But you got to use the most powerful weapon that ever been made in history, and that's your mouth. Open up your mouth. Tell God, will activate your faith, because faith is the bridge between heaven and earth. Because without faith, it's a power to please God. And we want it in the now faith, such as things hoped for and the evident things not yet seen. Meaning you ain't got to see it. But as long as you open up your mouth, baby, your mouth saw it for you. Hallelujah. Hey, God. Oh, bless our God. Bless him on today. And thank him for what he's about to do in your life. And I don't like to say if it comes, because that ain't a word to me of God. But when it comes, you just begin to tell a testimony, everybody, because we overcome by the word of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. You begin to tell everybody about what God has done for you. And when you begin to open up your mouth, that increases somebody else's faith. That's why I tell everybody about me being healed from cancer. That's why I tell everybody 2 years ago I was sitting on a bench, and then I went from a bench member to a prayer warrior, from a prayer warrior to a mentor in training, from a mentor in training to ordained evangelist, from ordained evangelist to now an ordained associate pastor. I'm here to let y'all know that all you got to do is open up your mouth and tell the Lord yes on today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now I'm going to open up the phone lines, and now I'm going to open up the chat rooms. And if anyone has any questions, I'm going to call a couple of you on today. I know I'm not going to be able to get out to everyone on today because we have 8 minutes left, but I'm going to call you by the last digits of your number, and I want you to say something. Hallelujah. Okay, I'm going to go with the phone number ending in 6486. Praise the Lord, you're live on the air. Praise the Lord.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Praise the Lord. I just got in on your call probably about 10 minutes ago. I just want to tell everybody to
be blessed, be encouraged. And like Associate Pastor Tashana Bill said, the greatest weapon is your mouth. If you don't speak it, it won't be manifested. You have to speak it. God began at the beginning of the creation, and everything didn't come into existence until he began to speak. And when he began to speak, things came forth. You're going to have to speak. If you need healing in your body, you're going to have to speak that I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. If you need abundance in your life, you have to know that Ephesians 3:20 says he will do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. There's nothing that you cannot think, nothing that you cannot ask that he has not already have in the storehouse waiting for you, ready for manifestation. So be blessed, everybody, on today. And keep trusting, believing, and relying on the Lord. Amen.
Amen, amen. Now I'm going to call out the number. I know what this is. This is my sister, Evangeline Jean Neville. I see your number on here. Do you have anything to say to the people on today?
I don't. Just want to say praise the Lord and just enjoying the message on today. It was awesome. I'm like, oh, my God. So confirmation. It was awesome. I really, really, really enjoyed it on today. I was just kind of with the church in prayer this morning. And the things that I were praying were the things that you were talking about on today. So it's just awesome. I was off of work on today because I had to do some other things. So I'm glad I had a chance to call in. Awesome word. I enjoyed it. So be blessed.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, sis, I was up early today. I woke up around 7:30. The Lord gave me the topic and everything, and then I prayed and everything, and I dozed back off and got up, and I got it all ready. I was like, Lord, okay, I'm ready. I'm telling you, every time God gives me a word for the people, it always hits me first because the word is for you, and the word blessed me so deep. I was like, oh, wow, yes, Lord. I know if anybody else don't get blessed by this word, I know I got blessed by it. So
yeah,
I'm just excited. All God do is just give me a scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of key words, and I just swore whatever he gives me out of my mouth. And I'm telling you, I just thank God for his touch his peoples out there. Because that's what it's all about. I told you 7 years ago, God, you spare my life in this cancer. You heal, deliver, and set me free. Lord, I'm going to open up my mouth to everybody. I'm going to say whatever you tell me to say. Because, God, this is what your will is, to speak lives into your people. And I just bless God on today for this opportunity to come before the listeners on I Am Royalty Show and to begin to speak what God has given me in this season of our lives. Because I know what it's like when you're dying naturally and spiritually. I was dying naturally, everyone, from the cancer. They gave me 90 days to live. They told me to write out my will, forget about it, call it a day. But I had to eat the Spirit of God. See, when people hear me excited, but people hear me screaming and yelling and worshiping God, they don't know that this is 7 years that I'm way past what they told me. See, they told me I wasn't going to make it. They don't know I had cancer in 3 parts of my body, my bladder, my uterus, and my kidneys. They don't know I was on 20 pills every day, Oxycontin, morphine, and having surgery every year. See, people don't know. They wasn't there. So when I get excited about Jesus, I'm a living testimony of what God can do. I only take 2 pills, a vitamin, and I take my high blood pressure. And I told God, you can heal me from cancer. You're going to take this out of my life, too. And I'm telling you, from 2 to 20, what I used to take, from chemo, radiation, and having surgery, they don't know when I get excited about Jesus, what he has done for me. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And go to the doctors. Doctors see me because they know I'm a testimony. Because I was a doctor every week, from every week to every 6 months. So I know what God can do. So every time when my birthday comes, February 11, I told myself a big birthday bash because they told me in 2004 I wasn't going to make it to my birthday in 2005. And for me to be here 7 years later, I get excited for what God can do. For you, God kept this promise. And I told God I'm going to keep mine. And he's a man of his word. He will not lie fail or the son of man repent. He said he's going to make it good. And so I got to make my end good just like he done for me. Hallelujah. So I want to just one more person on the air. The number is 5098. Call you live on the air.
Mm-hmm.
somebody alive on the air. They probably just want to listen in today. That's fine, because a lot of people just call and just listen in. I'm telling you, I'm just so excited, everyone, men and women of God, about what God is doing in this season. It's already been 24 days this month, and he just been blowing my mind back. Oh, my God. All the things that God has been doing just this year all by himself. I'm excited to see what he's going to do the rest of this year. I know what he got his people. I'm telling you, some of us going to be so mind-blown back about what God is going to do in our lives. I just can't wait to hear the testimony, because I'm going to be shouting with you. I'm telling you, God is great things in our lives. I'm telling you, all we got to do is use that most powerful weapon. I'm telling you, a nuclear time bomb ain't strong as our mouths. All we got to do is open up our mouths and watch God do what he said he's going to do, and watch our promises come to pass. Watch our purposes come to pass. Watch the prophecies come to pass. I'm telling you, in this season of our life, men and women of God, I want you to stay focused, stay determined, stay motivated, stay inspired, and stay encouraged in the word of God. I'm telling you, that's what's going to carry you. His word is going to carry you where your car can't carry you. His word is going to carry you where the plane can't carry you. His word is going to carry you where the bus and the train can't carry you. His word is going to carry you places that you have never been in your life. I'm telling you, that word of God is a successful manual. It will take you to things and have you do things in your life that you had never thought you could ever do. So I just want to let you know on tonight at 6 p.m., I'm having a conference, and it's called Joshua Generation Home Conference. I would love for you all to call in. It's the young people on tonight bringing the word. And if you missed last month, oh, my God, them young women brought that word. I'm telling you, they brought that word. So I want you to call in tonight at 605-715-4900, 605-715-4900, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and the app 794-0838-POUND, 794-0838-POUND. I have another minute left. I'm going to leave you with a song on today, and I just want to let you know that God loves you, and just in case you don't think no one else loves you, I want you to know that you can move forward. And you won't be stopped. I want you to know that God loves you. And this is the season to get the overflow and walk in the manifestations of God. I will leave you with this song, J. Moss, Operator. You all be blessed. I'm your host, Associate Pastor Tashana. And I will see you again on Wednesday at 2 p.m. on Iron Royalty Show. Be blessed, everybody. Agape!
This right here is something my pops would do. PDA, come on. Sometimes grip. I contact the book black, number one selling platinum from the days of way back. The true hard facts, forget the almanacs and maps. GPS can't even find where I'm at. Inside the punchline is the brother trying to keep you from crying and keep you from dying.